Hey beautiful people, you are listening to Limitless Faith Life Growth, the podcast dedicated to growing together in the Lord as young people of our generation. I'm your host Ifeanyi Morenike, and each week we tackle topics which help us navigate this Christian walk and be the best version of ourselves that God has called us to be. Let's get into it, guys. Hello blessed generation, how are you all doing? I hope you're doing very, very well. I hope you're enjoying the Christmas break. I am. It's been very relaxing, also very busy. We've had some events in our house that have been keeping us busy, but been very, very fun. And I'm grateful to God that I'm back home, you know, just in a much better space than school. So yeah, just thank God and hope you guys are also doing very well. By the grace of God, the aim for this episode is for me to record very smoothly. So I don't have to do much editing, very minimal editing, so that I can get this episode out on time for you guys, because I'm recording this a little bit late. But by the grace of God, everything will go smoothly so that we can get this episode at exactly 12 a.m. I can put the episode out. So today's episode, let's get into it. So this transformative process, I'll be honest, God gave me the insight for this episode during today's service. So I was supposed to record the episode before our midweek service, but I couldn't. And I had a completely different episode planned out. So now I am recording after service with a completely different topic. Oh, it's not completely different. There's some similarities, but it's different from the topic I was originally planning, the topic I have planned out. So literally what's in front of me are some Bible verses and what God has laid in my heart to discuss. And that is the spiritual surgery, the transformative process. And basically embracing it. And I want to start with the verse, Colossians 3, 7 to 10. And I want to read it in a couple of different versions. This verse actually came out in the preaching that was led today in service, but the topic was different, but it still really, really spoke to me. And the kind of things I've been experiencing personally and the things I've been seeing. Because this spiritual surgery, it's not a one-time surgery. It's not a one-time thing. It's a continuous process, a transformative process that God takes you through each time you move to the next spiritual level. So I'm going to read Colossians 3, 7 to 10. And I'm going to first read in NIV. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. That's in NIV. So now I want to read the same verse. I'm going to read it in the Message, and I'm going to read it from Colossians 3, 5 to 11. So let's go. I know this is quite long, but I just want you guys to take this in, digest it, because this is going to be the central scripture for the entire episode. And that means killing off everything connected with... I've started, by the way, because the Message can be very conversational. So sometimes it doesn't sound like the Bible, but it just gives greater insight on verses, should I say. Okay, so Colossians 3, 5 to 11. And that means killing off everything with that way of death, connected with that way of death: sexual promiscuity, impurity, lust, doing whatever you feel like doing when you feel like it, and grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It's because of this kind of thing that God is about to explode in anger. It wasn't long ago that you were doing all that stuff and not knowing any better, but you know better now. So make sure it's all gone for good. Bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, dirty talk. So 9 to 11 now. Don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitted clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is a custom made by the Creator with its label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, inside, outside, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. Then finally, I'm going to read it in NLT, and that's going to be Colossians 3, 7 to 11. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malice. Okay, I'm going to read Colossians 3, 7 to 11. But I want to read it from verse 5. So I'm going to open up the verse. Colossians 3, 5 to 11. So we can get everything in. So yeah, from verse 5. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which has been renewed in knowledge of the image of its creator. Here, there is no gentle. Okay, so that's just verse 11. Let me just stop at verse 10. So what that aspect of scripture is discussing is the transformative process. When you step into a life of Christ, you step into a new self. And that's why we have the resurrection. Jesus died and rose again in 3 days. And that's the process we go through as believers. We die to self and we rise again. We resurrect in Christ. Now, the thing is, and we mentioned this in the episode with Karen Atukoro on death to self, dying to self is not a one-time event. It is a daily practice that one must undergo to continually be renewed in Christ. Because Satan's not going to say, you died to self yesterday, I'm going to leave you alone today. He's going to keep coming. And the stronger you get, the more refined you must be. The more in Christ you get, the more Satan's going to come after you. So the more disciplined you must be, the less of sin you must tolerate. And that's why I really like the Message translation, because it says in the verses, I believe, with Message, you can't really tell what the verse is because it just shows it as chunks. But in the early set of verses, I believe like 5 and 6, it says it means killing off everything connected with that way of death. Every act of sin is connected with the way of death. And here it mentions, sexual promiscuity, lust, and then it says doing whatever attracts your fancy, doing whatever your flesh desires for you to do. Because your flesh desires it, you submit so easily to it. When the word of God, Galatians 5:16 says, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh and the spirit are warring against each other. The flesh will consistently push you to sin. And it's based on your determination, based on your spiritual vigor. That's what determines whether you win or you lose. Whether you fall in sin or you stand in purity. And the funny thing is, many of these characteristics that are mentioned here, if we go further down when it mentions anger, malice, are things that the average Christian battles with on a daily basis. Like when we come to sexual promiscuity, there are some people who are still virgins. And I'm pure, I've never slept with anyone. But you harbor hatred towards your brother, your sister. You harbor anger. You lack self-control. You lack love for your neighbor. Then you're in the same boat as those who are sexually promiscuous. Because God does not weigh sin the way we weigh sin. Society says the worst thing you can do is to fornicate, especially in the African society. God says, you who can't control your anger are in the same boat as the fornicator. And that's where the transformative process is important. When you accept Christ, you must die to your old self every single day. And back then, as it said in that translation, it said that back then you were doing all those things and God was just watching you. You didn't know any better, but now you know better. Now God is teaching you. Now he's bringing mentors. He's using your pastor to preach to you on the altar. And you are still making a mockery of the grace of God upon your life. Because that's what it is. Whenever you sin deliberately, you're making a mockery of the grace of God. Now, the point of this episode, because I'm sure many of you guys are wondering, where is this going? The point is, are you embracing your transformative process? Are you submitting to what God is trying to do through you in this season of your life? when God is convicting you that I need you to watch your tongue. I need you to guard your lips. I need you to show more love. I need you to humble yourself. I need you to put away pride. I need you to stop your sexual promiscuity. God is calling you into the transformative process and you are refusing. God is telling you, I need you to show love. I know this person is frustrating you. This person is angering you. But I've called you to be a source of love, to show you the love that I have shown you towards this person. And you're ignoring me. And I understand it's not easy, but that's the point of the transformative process. Your old self struggled to love. Your new self must walk always in love. Your old self battled with pride. Your new self must walk in humility. Your old self battled with fornication. Your new self must walk in purity. Your old self battled with crude talk, crude language. Your new self must walk in verbal purity. And I can use myself as an example because right now I'm going through this spiritual surgery, but it's mostly with my spiritual life in terms of my prayer, my Bible study. And then another aspect is also my love towards people. I remember when I was in school and there are specific people that I write in my diary. There's a way I write it in my prayer book or journal, people that I pray for. And there are a set of people that I have been led to pray for. I've been friends with them for quite a while. If I'm fasting, I pray for them whilst I'm fasting. And there was a time I woke up a bit late. And whenever I wake up late, I pray on the go. So I'll just pray on my way to class or I pray when I'm in the bathroom or whatever. So I was in the bathroom and I was just praying and I was talking to God. And I was praying for these people that I've been led to intercede over. And another thing, if you're a leader, you're automatically called to intercede for those that are following you. No matter how much they anger you or irritate you or, you know, whatever the level of relationship is, it is your job. You have been given the mantle to intercede over those who are under you. So that was just put out there. So the people who, you know, sometimes they ask me for spiritual advice or, you know, that kind of thing, or advice in general, or just, you know, how to work on their walk with God. So I was praying for them and I was just talking to God about them and saying, you know, God, you know, bring them to the light, you know, give them the love of God. Da, da, da. And then God really convicted me and he said, if Ifeanyi, these things you're telling me to do, you know, I hear these prayers, but I have already given you the mantle to do this. I've already given you the instruction, the go ahead to speak to these people, to preach to these people, to lead them on the way. So this isn't about prayer. This is about working in the calling to which I've given you. And a major thing of this transformative process God has been taking me through is loving people, showing love to people. And me and my sister were discussing this yesterday about how, you know, before we were serious with God, we were like, I beg salvation, that's your own business. Because we've always been Christian. But when you step into a relationship with God, you realize the burden that God has for his people. And we should carry that same burden. And I only started carrying that burden when I became serious with God. Because before, I was like, if you don't want to go to church, don't go to church. What's my own? Really, how does that concern me? But God said, no. I need you to walk in love. And he's really been working on me with that. But it's not possible to do that in one day. Every single day, I have to force myself to walk in love almost. Because there are so many times I want to react. And the fame of before, the funny thing is with this transformative process, you see relapses of your past self. I was very sharp-tongued. I still am, but just in different ways. I was very sharp-tongued. If you come at me once, I come at you five times. I remember in secondary school, it made me feel powerful. I said primary school, secondary school, if, you know, I would say something and people would react. I'm like, oh, look what Ify said. And da, da, da. But then I came to Christ and I was just like, why? What do you gain in someone else's pain? In someone else feeling bad about themselves? Because what's funny, that mindset shift came with the transformation. Where I started having a love for people that I don't take joy in their sadness. And I remember with my speech, God really worked on me with that as well. I used to watch a lot of, you know, certain YouTubers who would swear a lot, especially British YouTubers who would swear a lot. They use a lot of coarse language. I used to make dirty jokes and I was like, you know what, I'm not fornicating, I'm not actually doing anything nasty. But I used to do these things, and again, when I became more serious with God, I got the conviction you need to stop. And you know, it was mentioned here where it says, you used to do these things when your life was still part of this world, but now it is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. anything that is not edify that was coming out of my mouth, I had to get rid of it. But that was a process. And it's not a one day affair. As I said before, it's daily. Cleansing your mind, filling yourself with things of the spirit. And I think I've mentioned this before, but the more of God that's within you, the more you repel sin. There becomes a point where it's not that you don't want to sin, like you're fighting sin. It's that your body, your spirit rejects sin. Like you can't stand it. You'll go through a season of your spiritual life where you want to do certain things, but you're choosing not to. Then you get to another point where you don't even desire these things anymore because your mindset, your focus has changed. Your focus is now on kingdom activities and not things of the world. But if you come to Christ and you're still holding on to activities and things and desires of the world, then you're not fully for Christ and your heart will still yearn for the things of sin. And you're encouraging it. The transformative process can be likened to pruning. Pruning is painful. It's cutting. You know when you have a hedge and you want to cut it to shape, you use scissors to prune and cut it to shape. It's a painful process, but it's a necessary process to take off the old you and bring forth the new you. But God can't force his spiritual surgery upon you. I don't know where I've ever seen someone force surgery upon someone. You need to have an agreement. There needs to be earthly permission for heavenly intervention. So God needs permission to do the spiritual surgery on you. You need to have a heart that is willing, a heart that is obedient, a heart willing to drop everything of your past and pick up the new. And there is nobody listening to this who is completely surgery free, should I say, who doesn't need any form of surgery, who is perfect. Yours may not be, sexual thoughts or fornication or, the common ones we're always seeing or hearing or, anger or malice. Yours could be your lack of love for people, but also your lack of love for God. You could be, you could be walking well in your walk with God, going to church regularly, but there's a disconnect. And God is saying, I need you to spend more time with me. I need you to read your Bible more. I need you to pray more. I need you to study the word more. I need you to listen to more sermons. And he's trying to transform your spiritual life, trying to enhance you spiritually. And that's the season that I was discussing briefly that I'm kind of going through. Because I went through a season when I was in school of just disconnect. I would still pray. I would still read my Bible, but there was a disconnect. And it's now I'm home that I'm starting to get the connection back again. Because I remember, a while back when God took me through this amazing season where I just moved much higher in my spiritual walk. I was praying for much longer than I had ever done. I was reading the Bible. I was just in a very good place spiritually. And when it was time to take me further, I kind of rejected the transformation process, should I say. I was focusing on other things. And so now I'm here again. And I'm like, God, I'm ready. I want to move forward. I don't want to stay here. So you need to be ready. You need to be willing to move forward. Willing to transform, to let go of the things that you've been holding on to. Sometimes it's stuff like gossip, slander, things that people may not see you do, but God sees you do, and you're still holding on. Why? Because you know it's limiting your progress in your spiritual walk. You know it's limiting the communication between you and God, because God cannot stand sin, and he cannot behold sin. And you cannot be surrounded by sin. So this sin that you're holding on to is restricting your intimacy with your Father. This lack of love you're holding on to, this anger, this malice you're holding on to, is restricting your flow with your Father. Let it go. Go through the process of spiritual surgery. So this is to anyone who is still teetering, who is still feeling like they can have the best of both worlds. They can still have traits of their old life and still walk in their new life. You can't be dead and alive at the same time. You choose death or you choose life. So I just want to read that Galatians 5:16, but I want to read a bit more further down to 18. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Many of you can feel like it's a battle where, you know, there's a place Paul said, that which I want to do, I don't do, and that which I don't want to do, I do. And that's how it is. Your spirit and your flesh are consistently fighting, consistently battling. And the greater party will win. Whatever you feed will win. You know, you know when people say, you know, not everything in life is spiritual. There is a truth and also a lie to that, because everything in life, everything that happens in the physical realm is as a result of what has been initiated in the spiritual realm. But there is a physical aspect to almost everything that we do. For example, if you say, you know, God, I'm really struggling with this addiction. For example, if it's an addiction to, let's say it's an addiction to fornication, and then God is relieving you of that and he's giving you the grace to overcome that, but you deliberately go to places, you deliberately watch things, listen to things, surround yourself with people that encourage that sin. See, the act of being free is initiated in the spirit realm, but the part that you must play physically, you're not playing it. So that's the spiritual aspect, but it also has a physical aspect. So everything is initiated spiritually, but there's a physical aspect that works with it. And that's why it says walk in the spirit, because your spiritual capacity is what will help you overcome the things of the flesh. So yes, you may say, this thing I'm battling with, if I just keep working at it, you need to press in the spirit. You need to build yourself strong in the spirit, because you physically cannot fight it. If I say I want to love people by just, you know, talking to them more and just laughing with them more, trying to look at their good attributes, I can't. I can't, not by my physical ability. The only way I've been able to love people more is by learning how God loves his people, how God loves me, how God loves us. I pray, God, help me love people more. Teach me what love is. And through that, I practice love. So this transformative process, stop trying to do it by the flesh alone or by physical means alone. The more you press into God, the more like Jesus you become, the greater the transformation, because the less of sin that you'll be able to withhold. There was an area that mentioned about how we're being renewed, how we're putting off our old self and having our new self in the image of our Creator. Because the entire purpose of being transformed and becoming our new self is to look like Jesus. So the more we are transformed, the more we look like Jesus. The more like Jesus you are, the less of sin that you can withstand. You know, as I was saying before, that, you know, it comes to a point where it's not as if you're really struggling to not do certain things. You don't want to. You don't desire them. You repel them. Your spirit repels them because of how you've built yourself. So embrace that process. Okay, guys, so we've come to the end of today's episode. It went well. I didn't make many mistakes. All glory to God. So it should be pretty easy to edit. I pray you guys have been blessed by this episode. If there's anyone that you feel like needs to hear this episode or you need to share it to, please do. Please share it so we can grow and learn together. I'm still learning. You're still learning. We are all still learning. So let's just embrace this and show some love to someone. If there's someone that God has put in your heart that needs to hear this episode, then share the episode with them. Leave a rating on Apple Podcasts and a review on Apple Podcasts. And also, if I put out any question or any poll on Spotify, please respond to that. If you have any questions or anything you want to discuss with me, you can always message me on Instagram, DM me on Instagram. I am available to be DM'd. All right, guys, so I'll be with you guys next week for the next episode. It's my birthday. In a couple of days, it's my birthday on Sunday. Happy birthday to me. And yeah, so I'll be with you guys next week. Oh, and Merry Christmas, because by the time I put out the next episode, Christmas would have gone by. So Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Have a blessed Christmas, a blessed holiday season. And I'll be with you guys next week for the next episode. Have an amazing day, have an amazing month, have an amazing year, have an amazing 2023. Bye, guys.